Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 98. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Lesson 98. I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. Today is a day of special dedication. We take a stand on but one side today. We side with truth and let illusions go. We will not vacillate between the two, but take a firm position with the one. We dedicate ourselves to truth today and to salvation as God planned it would be. We will not argue, it is something else. We will not seek for it where it is not. In gladness, we accept it as it is and take the part assigned to us by God. How happy to be certain. All our doubts we lay aside today and take our stand with certainty of purpose and with thanks that doubt is gone and surety has come. We have a mighty purpose to fulfill and have been given everything we need with which to reach the goal. Not one mistake stands in our way, for we have been absolved from errors. All our sins are washed away by realizing they were but mistakes. I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. What is my part? Earlier today, someone said they felt like they shouldn't have been in a certain place because things didn't seem to be going smoothly. And as I contemplate this lesson, I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. In looking at my part in God's plan, if creation unfolds perfectly, and my training is to allow creation to unfold perfectly, then the idea that I could be in the wrong place contradicts that. I am in this training room, this dream, which has been set up specifically for me to learn. I'm learning the truth of who I am. And no matter where I am always at the right place, at the right time. It has been perfectly orchestrated. And so the thought that I shouldn't be here, things aren't going smoothly, that thought is simply not accepting my part, and instead wanting it to be different. And that is just simply a false belief. The false belief is that I could be in the wrong place or at the wrong time. It is simply a false belief. When I accept that I am always at the right place at the right time, then I have a confidence in being where I am. That confidence is so reassuring. There is no more doubting. Accepting my part starts with allowing myself to be confident where I am, and then to ask Spirit, what would you have me do and say, and to whom? My part is to allow myself to be confident about where I am and about why I'm there. I'm always there because of my part in God's plan for my salvation. I know I have felt uneasy in the past about being in some situations, but this lesson is telling me to have confidence in where I am and why I am there. I am there because there is a part for me to play in God's plan for salvation, right here, right now, wherever that may be, and I accept it. I am willing to accept it. Holy Spirit, Higher Self, Inner Guide, help me today to accept that I am in the right place at the right time, and that my part is to do your will. Help me to find strength in the confidence this thought brings I am here to learn the truth of who I am. Let me be aware of the lessons that I am being taught throughout the day and every day. I am grateful that you are always with me, and we are always in the perfect place and the perfect time. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, let us go with confidence that we accept our part in God's plan for salvation, expecting to hear His guidance. Thank you for joining with me in the peaceful confidence of who we are. Namaste.